So we saw in the previous Mishnayos the discussion of, well, if you have a field of greens, can you plant another green inside the field? And the answer is yes, assuming you leave your furrow in between, right? Your six tefachim in between. There's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva about whether one needs to split the field right down the middle, or as long as you leave six tefachim all around the new green, if that's enough. But either way, we have that idea. And then we see the problem with gourds and how you plant gourds. So Mishnah above comes along and continues the discussion of the complexity of gourds vis-a-vis planting them in a field of a different type of green. So the Mishnah says, Haisa sadehu zerua b'tzalim. So you have a field that's planted with onions. Vakesh lita b'tocha shurot shel dluim. And you want to plant a row of gourds, in this field of onions. So Rabbi Ishmael says, Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Oker shtei shurot v'notea shura achat umaniach kamat b'tzalim b'mkom shtei shurot, v'oker shtei shurot v'notea shura achat. So Rabbi Ishmael says, listen, the way you're going to deal with that is you need to uproot two rows and plant one row, and leave standing onions in place of two rows, and uproot two rows and plant one row. So Rabbi Ishmael wants a person to uproot two rows of onions, okay, cleaning a strip of 8 amot, and then he plants one row of gourds within this clearing. So a row of gourds is going to take approximately 4 amot, so he's going to have space on either side of 2 amot on each side. So you have 8 amos of onions, right, to 2 rows of onions for 8 amos, and you have a 2 ama gap. Then you have your 4 amas for your row of gourds, then you have your 2 ama gap. So basically what Rabbi Ishmael is saying is, you have 8 amas, then you pull up 8 amas worth of onions, and you have 8 amas of onions, and you pull up 8 amas of onions, and then you have, 8 amas of onions. And in that 8 ama gap, you can now plant your gourd, which will leave you 2 amas on either side, thereby clearly making it obvious that you have, you're not going to have any kind of impropriety regarding key lines. So that's Rabbi Ishmael's point of view. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, however. Rabbi Akiva comes along in their mission and says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oker shtei shurot v'notea shtei shurot, maniach kamat betzalim b'mkom shtei shurot, oker shtei shurot v'notea shtei shurot. So Rabbi Akiva says that he uproots 2 rows and plants 2 rows and leaves standing onions in place of 2 rows, and uproots 2 rows and plants 2 rows. So Rabbi Akiva feels that a single row of gourds does not need a lot of space in between it. Well, Rabbi Akiva says a single row of gourds must be separated from the onions by the 4 amas. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion, a single row of gourds must be separated from the onions by only 4 amot, and that's all you need. So you have your onions, then you have a space, then you have your gourds, and then you have a space, and then you have your onions, and then you have a space. So again, Rabbi Akiva says you uproot 2 rows and plant 2 rows. So you plant gourds in the entire 8 ama that you've spaced, you've cleared from the onions. And then you leave standing onions in place of 2 rows. So you leave onions. And then you uproot 2 rows and plant 2 rows. So again, you replace the 8 amas of onions with gourds. So again, the gourd must be separated from the onions by a furrow, but otherwise there doesn't need to be a gap. So Rabbi Akiva feels that as long as you have your 6 tefachim space between the onions and the gourds, you're fine. Rabbi Ishmael feels that you need to leave a 2 ama space between the onions and the gourds. Finally, the Chamim say, Im ein bein shura le achaverta shteim eser ama lo yikayem es hazera shel beinatayim. So the Chamim say, if there aren't 12 amot between the one row of gourds and the next, then one cannot retain the plants in the middle. So the Chamim are much more in line with Rabbi Ishmael. The Chamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is more lenient in this case. He disagrees with Rabbi Ishmael and Chamim. The Chamim tend to agree more with Rabbi Ishmael. Mishnah Zayin continues to discuss the complexity of gourds. In this case, it's going to be specifically discussing the Greek gourd, because we know that the Greek gourd is the most prolific of all the different types of gourds that we have, and therefore it needs to be dealt with more stringently than even all the other types of gourds and melons that we have been discussing. So again, sort of a progression of, if not chumras, then things we have to be concerned about, from, greens and greens, to what about gourds and gourds, and different types of gourds and melons, to, what about gourds in a field of greens, in the case of the onions. And now we're going to be dealing specifically with the most prolific type of gourd, the Greek gourd. So the Mishnah Zion in Perek Gimel says, Delat Biarak Kiara Kiarak. blat, b'yarak, k'yarak. The gourd in greens is considered like a green. Uvisfua notnin la base rova. However, in grain, we have to give it a space of a base rova. So the first part of the Mishnah explains that if someone wanted to plant a lone Greek gourd next to other greens, then it's like other greens, and then you just leave your sixth fachin gap around it. However, if you're going to be planting a Greek gourd next to grains, then the gap which must be left is equal to the work area of the grain. So the first part of our Mishnah deals with a single sort of a Greek gourd being planted near greens or near grains. Our Mishnah continues, Haisas Deus Rua Tevua. If, however, you have a field of grain, right, you have an entire field of grain, Uvikesh li'tal tocha shura shel lu'im, but you now want to plant inside it a row of gourds. Nonin la la'avodasa shishat fachim. You have to give the workspace around the gourds your sixth fachim, which is a number we're familiar with. Vim higdila, but if they grow too large, akor lifaneha. You have to uproot in front of it. Rabbi Yossi says, however, notnin la avodata arba amot. Rabbi Yossi says that you need four amos around the gourds. So in the case of a single Greek gourd being planted in a field of grain, you have to leave much more space around it because it's like one like lone gourd. It could get confused in there. However, if you are planting a whole row of gourds, and again, we've seen this repeatedly, right? The idea of a row of greens or a row of plants make it sort of its own unique space, and therefore you don't have to worry about kilayim. So in the case of planting a row of gourds, then you only have to give it the sixth fachim that we always talked about from before. However, the one clarification or distinction in our Mishnah is in a case where the gourds grow over into the sixth fachin worth of space, right, the vines shoot out over it, then you really do have to uproot it. In other words, even though you started off originally without the visual impropriety of key lime, you might think that you can therefore just ignore them, and as long as they grow, they grow. But in the case of these gourds, because they're so prolific, you still have to uproot the gourds and make sure that at all times you leave your sixth fachin between the gourds and the grain. Rav Yossi comes along and has a very machmir position. It's a point of view that we haven't seen before, which is that you need arba amos between the gourds and the grain, so substantially more than the sixth fachim. The Chachamim come along and actually, you know, ask a question on this this position of Rav Yossi. Amru lo, so they said to him, Hatachamir zu min hagefen? Are you more machmir about these gourds than the gefen, the grapevine? We'll see in later prakim that there is that they're more machmir about kilayim and grapevines in general. So in other words, in general, anytime you're dealing with a gefen with a grapevine, it's more machmir. But we see in a much later Mishnah in Perek Dalet, that you still only need to have a row of grapevines separated from grain by six tfachim. So the chamim come along and say, well, wait a minute. If by the case of gefen, where we know we're more machmir, and you still only need six tfachim between a row of grapevines and a row of grain, how can you, Rabbi Yossi, come along and talk about a case of gourds and grains and needing dalet amos, which is substantially more space? So Rabbi Yossi answers back, Amar lehen, he says to them, Matzina shezu chamura min hagefen. He says, we do find that it's more machmir than the gefen. Shele gefen yechidit notnin la avodasa shisha tfachim v'dilat yechidit notnin la beis rova. So Rav Yossi says that we do see that by gourds you're more machmir than the grapevine, because for a single grapevine you have to allow a space of six tfachim around it, but with a single gourd, as we saw at the beginning of our Mishnah, you need to leave a base rova. So Rav Yossi really answers the Chachamim back with their own point. He says, you know, again, the Chachamim say to Rav Yossi, listen, we know that we're more machmir by grapevines, and we see that you only need to leave six tfachim around them. So why all of a sudden you're more machmir by gourds? Rav Yossi says right back to them, well, we already saw at the beginning of this Mishnah that you have to be more machmir by an individual gourd than an individual grapevine. So why shouldn't one assume that one has to be more machmir by a row of gourds than a row of grapevines? Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Meir actually says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Shlosha Luin Lebeis Sa'a, Lo Ya'avi Zera Letoch Beis Sa'a. Rav Meir brings down in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that if there are three gourd plants in a Beis Sa'a, one may not even bring other seed into the Beis Sa'a. In fact, Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama, the first teacher of our Mishnah, who says that you need a base rova. He brings down Rabbi Ishmael, who says that it's actually you need much more space between gourds. For all intents and purposes, Rabbi Meir is saying that Rabbi Ishmael says that a single gourd plant needs to be given a third of a base seah. Now Rabbi Yossi ben Achotef comes along. Rabbi Yossi ben Achotef Efrasi comes along. Amar Mishum Rabbi Ishmael, and he says the name of Rabbi Ishmael. Kol shlosha dluin lebeis kor, lo ya'avi zera l'toch beis kor. So Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Efrasi says, in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, that if there are three gourd plants per base core, he may not bring other seed into the base core. So Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is explaining that Rabbi Ishmael is even more machmir than the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi is coming along and saying that that he is even more machmir than Rabbi Meir is saying he is. So again, our Mishnah is discussing the idea of what about planting a gourd in, you know, in a field of grain. First of all, you need quite a bit of space between the, if it's a single gourd and the field of grain. However, what if you have a, you know, row of gourds in a field of grain? So there's a bit of a debate about whether you only need the six tefachim or whether, as Rabbi Yossi says, you need the dalet amos. And at that point, the chamim in our Mishnah disagree with Rabbi Yossi and say, well, why should you be more machmir than you would be by the grapevine? Rav Yossi gives a good reason by pointing out at the beginning of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama is more machmir by a gourd than we are by a grapevine. This leads Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi to bring down Rabbi Ishmael, who is even more machmir than the Tanakhama when it comes to gourds, or supporting the idea perhaps that, you know, Rabbi Yossi is right in his concern that you have to be more machmir by a Greek gourd than by the grapevine. And Rabbi Meir, you know, it says that you need even more space, and the Tanakhama says around the single gourd, and Rabbi Yossi says you need a tremendous amount of space around a single gourd in a field of grain.